You are listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, July 22nd. I'm Carlton English, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1.5 years. That's how far U.S. life expectancy fell in 2020, according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control. That's the steepest decline for any year since World War II. The drop in American lifespans was attributed to a few things. The COVID-19 pandemic was a big one, of course, but there was also a steep increase in drug overdoses, along with more homicides and deaths from chronic disease, according to the Wall Street Journal. Drug overdoses jumped 30% in 2020. When the Spanish flu hit in 1918, there was a much steeper decline in life expectancy of nearly 12 years, but that was because that pandemic was much deadlier for young people. It isn't yet clear whether American lifespans will rebound this year. Experts say that depends on vaccination rates and whether other dangerous variants develop. The next number up is 29%. That's the share of female S&P 500 corporate board members in 2020, according to a new report from global data company Bordex. The figures show an increase from 2014, when just 19% of S&P 500 board members were women. Ireland got the top ranking after a jump in the proportion of women on its company's boards. It was followed by Portugal, Malaysia, Belgium, and the UK. Investors and activists have been pushing for more diversity on boards as a way to improve corporate governance. Of the 26 countries tracked by Bordex, every one made improvements between 2014 and 2020. Our last number is 20 million. That's how much British artist Damien Hirst could bring in from a planned sale of non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. He is just the latest artist looking to get a piece of the boom in NFTs. An artist known as Beeple made more than $69 million in an auction of a piece of purely digital art earlier this year. Hirst's sale is an art project in itself called The Currency. He will sell NFTs linked to 10,000 prints in a vault in the UK at a price of $2,000 apiece. Depending on their preference, next year, the buyer will either receive their print and see their NFT destroyed, or keep the digital certificate and have the print burned. Hirst said he isn't sure whether collectors will choose digital or physical, but they will be forced to make a choice on the future of the art market. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, July 22nd. I'm Carlton English, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.